Welcome to EdTech in 10. I'm Laura Carr. Well, here in the States, we're just getting back into the swing of things after our winter break. And I didn't do any podcasting or blogging over the break because, well, frankly, I just didn't feel like it. I spent time with my family. I lounged around in my pajamas a lot. My husband got me the Bob Ross painting kit for Christmas, so I have been painting happy little trees and mountains and just having a blast with that. But now I guess it's time to get back to work. Today's episode's going to be short because I've been sick and my asthma's crazy and I'm not going to be able to talk for very long. So let's get right down to it. Canva, the amazing graphic design program that I've talked about before, is offering free pro accounts to educators and their classrooms. Y'all, I am so excited about this because I have been wanting to get a pro account for so long, but they're expensive and I'm cheap and I don't want to spend the money. And when I saw that they were offering this deal, I like flipped out, sent an email to everybody on my team, and immediately filled out the form. I haven't heard back from them because they have to look at your application and approve it, and then they'll let you know. And I'm still waiting. I did that right before winter break, so I'm hoping it's just because people were off for the holidays. So we'll see. But the cool thing is you get, I think, access for up to 30 kids, class folders to organize everything, but you get all of the pro features, which means extra images that you would have had to pay for otherwise. There's a new animation feature with GIFs. There's folders to keep things organized for your kiddos. So this is just an amazing opportunity, and I wanted everybody to know about it. They don't sponsor me. They're not paying me. I just really believe in this product and what it can do for your classroom. The sign-up was fairly simple. I had to go online, give them my email address, my name, answered a couple of questions, and then I had to upload proof that I was a teacher. So I had to take because I work in Texas, Texas teaching certificates are public information. So I just Googled it, took a screenshot, and uploaded it to them. You may need to scan your teaching credentials if you don't have that option where you are. And that was it. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed that even though I'm not a classroom teacher anymore, they'll still give me access so that I can train our classroom teachers. And we'll go from there. So that's it. Y'all have a great day, and I'll see you next time.